The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Christina of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. And today, we will continue with a prophetic word we released last week on changes, promotions, and transformation. I want you to focus on major changes that will manifest in the body of Christ. I'm pretty sure it is happening in your life right now. You don't understand some of them. But if there are bad changes, you know that those are temporary. Submit to God, okay? I got this prophecy last week and release it during our Wednesday service and also in our Sunday services. This is important, very important, my dear brothers and sisters. It will transform the church and will emerge as a glorious church. The church will finally take her post in the kingdom of God, in a position of influence and affluence. Some of you leaders and religious folks will hyperventilate on this prophecy. So take a deep breath, because everything that I will release, they came from the Holy Spirit, and they are in the scripture. And the most important thing, front and center, is our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? So take a deep breath. This is one of those changes that you need to yield and open your heart to it, okay? Calm yourself down. Because whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, it's going to happen. This big change is going to change your life personally and the church as a whole. I was having best time of my life. You know, those moments of prayer and praising and listening to God. Those times of listening and studying. They are very precious to me. When I released the prophecy on changes, promotions, and transformation, I saw a vision of the result of this prophecy manifesting. And I tell you now, no words can even describe it. I will not and I cannot articulate what I saw in the vision, in words. And then a few days ago, I was in my prayer time. And again, I have lots of things in my schedule, just kind of like you. And I was praying for the Holy Spirit to help me understand, for me to prioritize things, and for Him to lead me. Then I heard this from the Lord, loud and clear. Take a listen. Don't touch that dial, okay? The Lord said, Christina, one of the big changes that will happen to many of my people is this. They will take their post and they will see themselves and live as a priest to the order of Melchizedek and not the Levitical priesthood, which is still being practiced in the church today. Are you getting this? That only few selected few are in the leadership position. They're the leader, and no female or no women are allowed in some of the positions, but everybody is allowed to give, okay? But nobody can take other positions. But when it comes to giving, oh, everybody are allowed and permitted to give. So the Lord is saying to the church today, I am the head of the church. I am your husbandman. I am a priest forever to the order of Melchizedek. And so is my body should operate under the priesthood of Melchizedek instead of Levitical priesthood. Thus saith the Lord. What an explosion in my understanding. Of course, I have been preaching about this, that we are priests to the order of Melchizedek. But when the Holy Spirit, for this season, I got a deeper understanding on what it meant to operate under the priesthood of Melchizedek like Jesus. we will be able to replicate what Jesus did, all the miracles that he performed, because Jesus did not operate under the Levitical priesthood because he came from the tribe of Judah. He operated under the priesthood of Melchizedek. I'm going to go back to Melchizedek on who he is someday, but I want you and I to focus on the prophecy. Let me repeat the prophecy again. Thus saith the Lord, I am the head of the church. I am your husbandman. I am a priest forever to the order of Melchizedek. And so is my body should and must operate under the priesthood of Melchizedek instead of Levitical priesthood. In Psalm 110 verse 4, it says, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Of course, the scripture is also quoted in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 6 and Hebrews chapter 5 verse 10. Hebrews is one of my favorite book in the Bible. Why? Because it piles up proof of evidence who Jesus Christ is and why it is important to know that we are under a better covenant. The book of Hebrews articulates that God is not a respecter of person and that he does not play favorites. He called all men and women alike, young and old, Jews nor Greek, male or female, into the kingdom of God, and they are of equal stature. In other words, we need to take our post. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 7, starting with verse 11. If perfection could have been attained through the Levitical priesthood, for on the basis of it the law was given to the people, why was there still need for another priest to come? One in the order of Melchizedek, not in the order of Aaron. Verse 12, for when there is a change of the priesthood, there must also be a change of the law. Did you see that? Verse 12, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12, for when there is a change of the priesthood, there must also be a change of the law. So that not only Christians that are of male gender are priests and can be priests. It's just like all of us are priests to the order of Melchizedek if you are a part of the body of Christ. We are of equal stature. It is as true not only women are part of the bride of Christ, not men. Only female, that is not true either. Same thing, the church and the bride, they're the same. Those who answer the call must take their priestly position to the order of Melchizedek instead of Levitical priesthood. Jesus changed the law, and all the members of the body of Christ, the believers, the matured, are a priest to the order of Melchizedek now, young and old, male or female. The prophecy about this was recorded in the book of Psalm, which I just read to you, Psalm 110 verse 4, that Jesus is a priest forever to the order of Melchizedek. Jesus was born and belonged to the tribe of Judah, not from the tribe of Levi, which God designates the priesthood of the Levites, in which most of those in the body of Christ, even in the leadership, about 95% of those that are in the leadership position are still operating under this priesthood. But glory be to God, because apostles and prophets are taking the center stage right now. The apostles are going to build the church. It doesn't matter. They're not going to look at the doctrines, but they're going to look in building the church in which Jesus is the front and center. And the apostles are different from what you and I knew them about. For example, this radio ministry, KSLR, or The Word of South Texas, is an apostolic ministry. Are you getting this? Because they're building the church. They don't care if there's a difference in doctrine. They don't care about that. All they want is to spread the word and build the body of Christ. That is an apostolic designates. There's a lot of you who are business people that are apostles and prophets. And you can stay in that position and still, not only you will finance the gospel, you will also preach by example because we are living epistle. So don't walk away from your position just because your understanding of an apostle or the five offices only belonged in the four corners of our buildings and facilities and that you're supposed to preach. No, that was my understanding in the past, but not anymore. Same thing with you. We are the year 2017 now and everything is changing in rapid succession because the Holy Spirit is engaged. And the body of Christ are really hungering for the real thing. Okay? So Psalm 110 verse 4 says, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind that Jesus is a priest forever." In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 16 all the way through 20, it built the case on this. It says, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 16, "Men swear by someone greater than themselves. And the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument." 17, "Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie." I want you to remember that. It is impossible for God to lie. We who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek. For those of you who just tune in, stay tuned. This is a prophecy that I'm addressing right now. And I just read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 16, all the way through 20. "When Jesus, after he was baptized by John and was baptized by the Holy Spirit, he took on as a man, he took on the priesthood of Melchizedek." Priesthood of Melchizedek are those that are born again, led by the Holy Spirit, and will move in power like Jesus. Remember that? Not one of those priests in Jesus' times were not able to replicate what he performed as miracles. They are under Levitical priesthood, and Jesus operated to the priesthood of Melchizedek. And so are you. It's time for you and I to operate under the priesthood with signs and wonders following. The Apostle Peter got a hold of this revelation. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." The disciples got a hold of this revelation after the Holy Spirit got a hold of them. They turned the whole world upside down and they replicated the miracles that Jesus performed throughout his ministry on the earth as a Son of Man. Glory to God, you can too. The purpose and the vision of this radio broadcast, the prophetic voice of our time, is to release the thus saith the Lord, yes. Jesus has to be front and center and to disciple his people to mature. There should be no competition, jealousy in the body of Christ. There is no room for it. Even if just here in the state of Texas, if the whole state of Texas experienced a revival and every and all Texans are saved, we do not have enough leaders to disciple them or enough buildings to house the new converts. We should walk out or settle our differences even our doctrines, and let us build on the common denominator that we all have, our Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We all can agree with that. Let us stop trying to prove that our doctrines are right and some are wrong. One of the great men of God that I really admire is Billy Graham. He was like Jesus. Billy Graham broke every religious barrier, ministered and evangelized from the greatest among men and women to the least, as to the common people on the streets. Why? His preaching is, Jesus loves you, and He died for your sins. He got it. And all those who attended and got saved, they got it. So let us get it, shall we? Lord Jesus Christ, our unifying force is Christ Jesus, and our language is love. Okay? Since the birth of the church, since Pentecost in the book of Acts, we tend to preach revival. And revival come and go, and it seems like God only chooses a few selected men, and it's only one big revival every decade, or even a century. We took that as a reality, and we talked about miracles that happened long time ago. What about in the present? Is there a power in the church? Or is there a power in the majority of those in the body of Christ? If the answer is no, could it be that we're still operating under the Levitical priesthood and we tend to limit God and limit His people? Levitical priesthood was done away with by our Lord Jesus Christ, and He established a new covenant. Jesus operated under the priesthood of Melchizedek, and signs and wonders follow, and so are the disciples in the book of Acts. That's why every time the priests and the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, will address Jesus and say, like, how come your disciples don't wash their hands? They're supposed to wash their hands before. And He always have an answer, and He always responded to them, and they cannot answer back. Because He was right. Because He's the truth. And Jesus said, in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, it says, and these signs shall accompany them that believes. Are you a believer? I'm a believer. So are these signs accompanying you? It says, they shall cast out demons, they will speak in other tongues, they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover, they will even drink poison, and the poison will never harm them. Our Lord Jesus Christ said that signs and wonders will follow those kinds of signs and wonders will follow those who believe in Him, and that they will perform many miracles. That is the priest to the order of Melchizedek. The scripture never negates itself. In Galatians chapter 3, starting with verse 24 all the way through 28, Galatians chapter 3, starting with verse 24 through 28. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now the faith has come. We are no longer under the supervision of the law. We're no longer under the supervision of the law. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, who's teaching us, as revelation comes, the Holy Spirit. 26. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. See that? We are all sons of God, male nor female, because if we follow the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8:14, it says, those who are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God, male or female. For all of you, verse 27, Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. For all of you who were baptized into Christ has clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. If we are all one in Christ Jesus, there will be neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. we are all priests to the order of Melchizedek. It is God's intent and purpose that the body of Christ will mature and we will be all in equal ranking. The front line or the leadership position does not belong to the male gender alone. God is sovereign. You lost your identity in Christ Jesus. You know, if we exercise this and we preach this, husbands, sons, brothers, fathers, and grandfathers will start showing up in our Sunday services. The reason why they're staying away is they do not want to preach in the front lines. They are leaders in their own right, in the corporate arena, in the government arena, in every sector of society. That's what we're supposed to do, is to take dominion in every sector of society. But we always preach that if we have somebody, a new convert, a male gender, who happened to have lots of money, automatically we put him in a leadership position. And could you imagine the pressure of wanting to become a person or doing a job that you're not called to do? And that's what's happening. Most of them are absent in our Sunday services. If we preach this body of Christ, that you can serve God and you glorify God in the business sector, in the political arena, in arts and entertainment, then our church buildings will be filled to capacity. There is no more pressure on both male nor female. And they are free. They are free. They have a liberty to obey and be led by the Holy Spirit and to become who they are in Christ Jesus. If you're going to ask me why there are only few female leaders, even in 2017, in the 21st century, most of us women don't like the leadership role. I, for one, did not apply for this job. I've been asking God to take me out. But he kept on leading me forward. But now, I am glad that God called me in this position. I want to do a good job. There is no place I'd rather be than under the perfect will of God. And so are you. And I'm having fun doing his work. Are you getting this? I'm having fun. So, my dear brothers and sisters, you do not have any more excuse. We all need to mature. Remember the prophecy in 2016 that I keep on reminding you? United States of America will experience a political revival. And we're having it now. It may not look like we are, because God used a businessman billionaire instead of a career politician to bring about changes in this country. Same thing with this prophecy, that God is now calling us to take our post as a priest to the order of Melchizedek. He used a woman. Moi. Me. So if you're gnashing your teeth because I'm wearing skirt and I'm in the leadership position, and some people dare to call me Pastor Chris, calm yourself down. God is sovereign and he is powerful. That's how powerful he is. He can use me. So God also said that once revival in our government starts to manifest, the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence will manifest in an accelerated manner in the body of Christ. And I'm running out of time. Share this broadcast to your friends, to our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we are also on podcast, sogmi.org. I am organizing and planning a prophetic conference sometime in the month of September, so that we're going to discuss this further. But I wanted to encourage you, let us embrace the change that is coming. It is necessary, and it is God's move. Changes are necessary to bring about God's ways of doing things here on earth, so that the body of Christ will mature. So God bless you for tuning in. Until next time. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. Our morning service starts at 10:30 a.m. and evening service at 7. So also is our Wednesday service. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today.
If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.